with this we are ready for mincha service. Because what is the mincha service? It's just Ashrei and Chatzi Kaddish and the Amidah. So the Amidah you have, the Ashrei you have, the Chatzi Kaddish is a very simple formula which is related to the brachot, similar to the brachot HaShachar. Yigadal v'yitkadash v'mei rabba v'almad yivrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chai echonu v'yumechonu v'chai lechol v'yit Yisrael v'agala v'zman karim imru amen yehesh mei rabba mevarach le'alam ul'almei almaya yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpar v'yitroman v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei dekutsha b'rechu le'el amin kol v'chata v'shirata תושבחתה ונחמתה, דמירן ואלמה, ואמרו אמן. אוקיי? That's for the שחרית. For the עמידה, for מנחה, the only different thing is you go back to the same old minor מגן אבות, I think as you had in ברכות השחר, and then you have the עמידה, it's exactly the same the עמידה and שחרית, and you have עלינו, that's all you have. For the מעריב service,
עלינו is in what month?
עלינו לשבח לאדון, on the call, you can use,
כן,
לא, the same.
מעריב is the other
one. Okay, so you see here, as David said before, Veru Achum, you have it in two versions. Okay, so the first one, if you take the solo version, the free chant, on the right hand side, Veru Achum Yechaper Avon Velo Yashchit Veirba Leashiv Apo ולא יאיר כל חמתו. אדוני יושיה המלך יעננו ויום קורנו.
You're complicated it because we picked the first sentence from the English liberals. You can do that on the same no sir.
Yeah, you can do בכל המקום אשר אזכיר את שמי אבוא אליך וברכתיך והוא רחום יכפר עוון ולא ישחית וירבה להשיב אפו ולא יאיר כל חמתו אדוני יושיה המלך יעננו ויום קוראינו. And you go directly to ברכו, ברכו את אדוני המבורך, the same ברכו as you have in שחרית
סוד.
אהבה רבה. אהבה רבה מאוד, yeah. Curiosity. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the congregational. If you want the congregation to sing with you, Veru Achum, here is a little melody which is based on the Nusach. Veru Achum Yechaper Avon Velo Yashchit Veirba Lehashiv Apo Velo Yair. Okay, very simple and useful melody.
I find it more beautiful than the solo part.
Yeah, it's more artistically arranged. Yeah, so you can use either options. Now, let me say something about Ma'ariv services that had some history. Ma'ariv service is supposed to be a very simple service for people who gather every day, and if you gather every day for a Ma'ariv service, you don't want it to be very long, and you don't want it to be complicated. However, during the 19th century, and especially the early 20th century, a tradition developed that you have a kind of Ma'ariv concert service.
That means that when you had an important chazan come to town, he was honored with singing Mariv, a weekday Mariv, and of course the chazan would do it in a great great pomp and circumstance, and would elaborate on the Mariv service. Now, this was done especially on days of Sfirat HaOmer. On the days between Pesach and Shavuot, when you count the Omer, there are special prayers for counting the Omer. So that would be a good opportunity to create a festive service around the counting of the Omer. And therefore Chazanim would be specially hired for some occasion, and the announcement would even go like a concert Ma'ariv service.
And because you're not allowed to give concert,
people do refrain from going to concerts, but this is not a concert, this is a service.
That's why, yeah.
A service, so it's kosher enough.
Yeah.
Right. So, that was. Now, we have various renditions of Berur Rachum to concert services like that, and I know that Tom knows one version, and that is the one by Rosenblatt. Tom, would you sing it? It's better to sing it here than there. It's better to sing it here than there. I must admit.
No rachum yechaper avon, ve'lo lo yashchit, ve'hirba le'ashiv le'ashiv avo, ve'lo yair, ve'lo yair, ve'lo
between the simple chant and the elaborate chant that you have here. First of all, there are repetitions of the words, many repetitions of the words, and then repetitions of whole sections, and then finally, I don't go into all the analysis of what Rosenblatt did in this piece, but that is a kind of a chazanic bravura that you end, instead of ending down, Ve'yom korenu makes no impression on anybody. But if you go ve'yom korenu, that is a very impressive thing. So that was meant for such evenings. Now I don't think that you'll have much use of it here, except maybe if there is a kind of a Saturday night prayer concert. And Saturday night you use the weekday service. It's already weekday. So use the weekday service, so you can use such a thing. There are a few musical notations of such very long, elaborate recitatives, but they are not very practical for us. Well, we better stick to the simple Maariv service, because our purpose is completely different. Our purpose is family, Shiva call, community, affairs which try to bring together the community, and not to indulge with too much festivities in that occasion. Okay, now just a minute. Yeah.
Technically, we use the same nusach for Purim as for Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, it was considered weekdays.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a problematic thing. No, on Purim, you're allowed to do all sorts of things. We discussed it yesterday. Ah, you weren't here.
Yeah.
We discussed all sorts of things that you can do on Purim. So not to do the regular. We halachically or from a custom point of view, Purim is a weekday.
Yeah.
So is Hanukkah, and so is Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
And so you use for all, you use the same, except that on Purim you want to use some melodies and so on.
Can we get back, because we've only a few minutes left? You want to hear on Maariv.
Yeah, okay, so just one...
I thought you just said that Friday evening service was a evening service.
No. Saturday.
Okay. Friday evening.
Saturday evening. Yeah. Okay, now, after Baruch Hu, we have the endings of the Brachot for Umavir Yomu Mevi Laila. So here we have from El Chai VeKayam. So El Chai VeKayam Tamid Imloch Aleinu Leolam Vaed Baruch Ata Adonai Amari Varavi. So all of them are like that. Umavir Yom Umevi Laila Umavdil Ben Yom Uben Laila Adonai Tzevaot Shemo El Chai VeKayam Tamid Imloch Aleinu Leolam Vaed Baruch Ata Adonai Amari Varavim.
So is it also allowed to, I don't know where I remember it, but it's from my old days.
The same thing.
So it's allowed.
It's the same.
No,
yeah. This the same thing. It's there are different versions of doing the same thing.
Because you can have really nice, smart conversations in that melody. I really like about the melody.
You can do that. As long as you don't indulge too much in that, because it's a weekday, right? Now, Ahavat Olam, if you see on the page is marked 170, at the end, you have the Avatcha. Ve'avatcha al tasir mimenu le'olamim Baruch ata Adonai. You can do Ohev amo Yisrael, or you can do Ohev amo Yisrael, leading to Shema. Shema Yisrael. Okay? You can do that too. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. It depends on what your congregation wants to do for the Shema. And then, but here is an opportunity to sing a melody with the congregation if you want. And he suggests a melody for...
Ah,
אהבת עולם בארץ ישראל, עמך אהבת. תורה ומצוות, חוקים ומשפטים, אותנו לימדת. על כן אדוני אלוהינו, ושופרנו, וקומרנו, נשיח בחוקיך. ונשמח בדברי תורתך, ומצוותיך, לעולם ועד. כי חיינו, ואורך ימינו, ובארץ נגד, יומם ולילה. כי אין חיינו, ואורך ימינו, ובארץ נגד, יומם ולילה. Now you notice that this melody is in minor. Why? Because Ahavat Olam has to do with the Torah. The learning of Torah. This is a blessing. They said we thank God for the opportunity to learn Torah. And therefore, this is in the study mode. It's a deviation into the study mode. And then for the Chatima, you change it into the Ahavat Rabba mode. The continuation is Umalchuto Beratzon Kiblu Alehem, and we say Kemoshe Ubnei Israel. Same mode, the same Ava Rabba mode. Umalchuto Beratzon Kiblu Alehem, Moshe Ubnei Israel, Lechara Nushira, Besimcha Rabba, Veameru Kula. He suggests a melody for Micha Mocha, which is also simple. Mi kamocha bailin Adonai, mi kamocha nedar bakodesh, nora teilot oseifele. Malchutecha ra'uvanecha bokei hayam lifnei Moshe, zeili anu ve'amru Adonai imloch le'olam va'ed. ונאמר כיפד אדוני את יעקב, וגאלו מיד חזק ממנו, ברוך אתה אדוני, גאל ישראל. Again, a simple melody for השכיבנו, etc. After the השכיבנו, which I will record the whole thing will be recorded. And then you have the Chatzi Kaddish, and the Chatzi Kaddish here is the same as the Chatzi Kaddish in the morning before Baruch Hu. Yid gadal v'itkadash emei rabah ve'almad yivrachirutei ve'yamnich malchutei v'chayechonu yomechonu v'chayei dechol beit Yisraelei v'agala v'zman karim v'imru amen.
Also allowed to use if it's in the same mode.
Yes, okay. You can do instead of
it gadol,
you have to be very careful about that note. Ta-ra-ra-ram, so it doesn't sound like major. Ta-ra-ra-ram, ta-ra-ra-ra-ram. No. Ta-ra-ra-ram. Amen. Yeah. It's the same mode as that. Then the Amidah is silent, so you don't have to bother much with the Amidah.
And after that, you have Aleinu Lishabeach. So it's not a big problem to learn the Ma'ariv service once you know these little snatches for the Avila. So,
what do you do with Hashkiveinu?
Okay, the Hashkiveinu. The Hashkiveinu, you can go into Ushmotzeteinu, you can be read. You can read Ushmotzeteinu, as you come to Ushmotzeteinu, Voinu Chayimu Shalom, Me'ata Ve'adolam. Can be done in the same way. You can see here in this page, which has Baruch Adonai at the end of the Hashkiveinu. Ushmotzeteinu voinu lechayim shalom me'ata ve'adolam baruch atah Adonai shomer amo Yisrael la'ad. But you can use a melody for the entire Hashkiveinu, which you have here. A melody like that. Hashkiveinu Adonai Eloheinu leshalom lehamideinu lechayim lechayim. וכלוס עלינו סוכר של עומך וככננו ביצה טובה מחניך ומושיעם אנשיך והגן עלינו ועשר מעלינו you have in this simple minor, which leads into the Avar Abamo. So the whole thing will be recorded. I will record everything. And once you get the recording and you get the music, and I do recommend very much to get the Spiro book anyway, get to study it from the recordings and from the book, and I think it'll be all right.